I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is The World. We're reporting this week on efforts to stop illegal logging around the globe, and that means stopping the flow of illegally harvested timber from developing countries to rich markets such as Europe. The European Union depends on its 27 member states to keep illegal timber out. Some do better than others. The World's Jerry Hatton went to one country that's considered to be out ahead on the issue, the Netherlands.
At a sawmill along the Dutch coast near Rotterdam, workers feed logs of tropical wood onto a conveyor belt. 30 feet down the line, a huge saw cuts them into squared beams. Roger Ort looks on. He's the manager of Bogart Timber. The company is both a processor of timber and a trader, or a middleman between suppliers and European customers.
So, we have various types of woods. Main ones are hardwoods. And this is especially one of the main hardwoods in Holland, used for all kind of construction work on roads and waterways.
Under Dutch law, traders like Bogart are responsible for keeping illegal timber out of the country. On a tour of his warehouse, Ort says he's confident his company is doing a good job.
The wood with green heads, that's all certified. So that's our supplier that only does certified wood from Africa.
From Gabon, actually, where the European Union has a voluntary agreement with suppliers to ship only wood that's been certified legal by Gabonese authorities, that is, harvested from an approved forest and not pilfered. The EU is working closely with several supplier countries to develop certification programs that are verifiable and transparent. In the case of Bogart, the company's CEO goes one step further. He visits Gabon himself to confirm that his company's wood is harvested legally. In a nutshell, that's the Netherlands' timber policy, enacted 7 years ago. The burden is on importers of timber and timber products to ensure that the wood is legit, either through direct agreements with their suppliers or via respected third parties like the Forest Stewardship Council. It's a fairly simple system, but it's considered the best in Europe. A recent independent report estimated that imports of illegally sourced wood products into the Netherlands fell more than 20% between 2004 and 2008. Part of the simplicity of the system stems from the fact that no Dutch government agency directly oversees the traders. Instead, private sector auditors conduct random checks, and an industry association doles out punishment for any violations.
We have a system of sanctions.
André de Boer is with the Dutch Timber Traders Federation, which represents about 80% of the country's industry.
First offense, we'll give a warning, and the second time he get a fine up until 50,000 euros, and the third time he will be expelled.
De Boer says expulsion would turn a trader into a pariah, and not just in the Dutch marketplace, but across the European Union. That's because an EU law that goes into effect in 2 years will completely ban the import of illegally sourced wood. That's a step in the right direction, according to environmental watchdog Greenpeace. But Greenpeace's Nora van der Hoever says the new law should have been tougher. For instance, she says, the EU should have set minimum fines for violations to level the playing field among all 27 member states. As it is, under the EU law, each country will set its own fines.
If a company in the Netherlands will be caught with illegal timber, then the Netherlands will fine that company on a certain level. But another country can do it on their own level. So the problem with that is the trade will probably move to the countries where they have the smallest fines.
In an unlikely twist, Dutch industry shares Greenpeace's concern. Again, André de Boer of the Timber Traders Federation.
If we have our act together in the Netherlands or the UK, how do people get along and work with this regulation in Romania or Bulgaria? You never know. The eastern part of Europe is not organized at all. They have association, but they are weakly organized. And they are certainly not working on things like codes of conduct.
De Boer says having different standards throughout the EU could hurt the business of companies playing by the new rules, because certified wood costs a lot more than uncertified wood. But the EU says a totally level playing field across the member states is impossible. Joe Hannan is a spokesman for the EU's Environment Ministry.
And of course, in each country, you have different economic circumstances and different wage levels and so on. So we decided, okay, we will not specify sanctions, so you won't have necessarily the same penalties in every country, but those penalties have to be effective.
If the penalties aren't dissuasive enough and illegal timber practices continue, Hannan says, they'll take the offending countries to court. For Roger Ort at Bogart Traders, that's some assurance that his company's bet on certified timber will be a good one. Bogart and others have made the switch in part because of consumer pressure. Demand is high in the Netherlands for legally and sustainably harvested wood, following a decade of activism by groups like Greenpeace. Now that he's made the switch, Ort says Bogart would never go back to buying timber from the lowest bidder without first finding out where it's from.
Of course, you might lose a few orders, but in the end, you're looking for sustainability. And I think there's getting a bigger and bigger demand for certified wood. And we're trying to fulfill that demand. And I think that also gives you a good, as a wood training company, a good image to the outside. And I think that's more important than the short-term vision of losing a bit of bucks on an order you might miss because you're a bit too expensive.
The hope is that higher demand for sustainably harvested wood in Europe will also be good for the economies and the forests of producer countries in Africa, Asia, and Latin America. Ort says as global demand increases, these countries will be able to convert more of their land to certified forests. For The World, I'm Sherry Haddon, Rotterdam, the Netherlands.